Oh, all right. Whew. It's time for another episode of My Head Hurts with Chad Page. I'm Chad Page. And today is May 7th, 2019. It's 10:17 at night. So this episode's going to be coming out a little late, but it'll still be out today. Today as in today that I'm hearing it. Today's been a good day. I got off work about 8. At work last night, the truck came in like super late, like 2 a.m. It's supposed to be there before we get there at 11. But truck comes in at 2 a.m. And we get done with it on time. Finish everything. Wrapped up, leave right at 8 a.m. And that I'm happy about that, but it also makes me mad. Because I know what we do as a night crew on a nightly basis. If that truck was there at the same time we had gotten there, we would have been done at 8 a.m., wrapped up, leaving. So why do we work slow and not hard every single night? I'll tell you why. We're lazy and we don't really care. That's me included. When the truck comes in late, we're very afraid of we might have to stay late. We gotta bust it so we can get on time. And like I said, that's me included. So I gotta be better on that. So I get off work, come home. I sleep till about 11. So that's about three hours of sleep. And Chloe wakes me up, my wife. She's like, "All right, let's make pork chops." So she makes some bomb pork chops. They were amazing. She breaded them and just basic breadcrumbs, fried them on the stove, top. And then we had this disgusting side with it, though. It was cheesy broccoli rice. Like, she makes an actual broccoli rice casserole. So this thing just tasted like crap. And then we had baked beans, too. Those were good. Good news, though. I called Domino's. I got the job. So I'll be starting there soon. The reason I'm getting a second job is because I got to free up my weekends. Weekends are when I can wrestle. I have to travel for wrestling. So I can work Monday through Friday overnight with Publix, grocery store. And then Monday through Friday during the day with Domino's. So I'm off weekends to go wrestle. So, and that's just, I'm just going to do that for the summer. It's just going to be like a 2-3 month grind thing. It's going to suck. I know I'm going to work a lot. I know I'm going to be exhausted. But 3 months where, with me making a lot of money, I'll be able to save some. I'll be able to go wrestle. It's just right. Like, I just got to do it. So I'm pretty happy about that. And that's really how my day has been. What's happened. Oh! Well, then at night, I get done with the Domino's interview. So I go to my mom's house. And she's there with Owen, who is my nephew. He's not even a year old yet. He's crying up a storm. I like hanging with my nephews. So I sleep a couple more hours there. Probably about two. So then I wake up, and I see my other nephew, Tucker. He's in his baseball uniform. So he has a game. So I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to go watch my nephew. So I go to my nephew's game. His dad's the coach. My sister's team mom. My mom and dad were there, so it was just a big family thing. So after the game, we all go to Chick-fil-A. Just a great dinner. And, man, I gotta tell you, there really is nothing more important to me than family. I cannot tell you how valuable it is to be able to just spend time with them. Like, it's crazy. I got really lucky. I have a great family. We all love each other, and we all hang out on a regular basis, see each other. Like, I see every member of my family on a weekly basis. My sisters, I have three sisters, I got one brother. I live with one brother, my wife, and a roommate. But, yeah, family is crazy important. And if you ain't got one, get one. They ain't got to be blood. That's what I got to say. All right, today's episode. I don't know what it's going to be about yet. I guess I'm going to do some web surfing, talk about what I find. I'll talk on that May 5th episode that got deleted. I did a whole big Avengers Endgame spoiler review, but it got deleted. So I don't know how many people that are listening listen to that podcast. So I wanted to do another spoiler review and basically just repeat myself. But I decided, I think most people who are listening to this heard the first one. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bother. Let's talk about what Disney came out today. I need to figure out how close I have to be to the mic for it to sound best. All right. Disney movie schedule. All right. Well, see, they just Disney releases movie release dates through 2027. There's so many pop-ups, golly. All right. 2019. Oh, man. May 10th, we got Tolkien, Fox Searchlight. Never heard of that. May 24th, Aladdin. June 7th, Dark Phoenix. Dark Phoenix looks really good. I'm excited for that movie. June 21st, Toy Story 4. That is the movie that I'm looking most forward to more than anything. Even Avengers Endgame, which I loved, I needed to see. But Toy Story holds a special place in my heart. Like, I still have my Buzz and Woody from when I was literally a baby. Like, Toy Story is my franchise, my movies. And I don't know what's going to happen in this fourth one. I'm afraid that, I'm assuming you guys have seen the trailers, that Buzz and Woody are going to split up. That Woody's going to seek out and find Bo Peep, and he's going to like where she is. And Buzz is going to stay with Bonnie, and Woody is going to go off on a new adventure with Bo Peep. And it is going to break my heart. I weirdly care about all of those characters. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that movie. Alright, moving on. July 12th, we got Stubber. Never heard of that. July 19th, we got The Lion King. That looks really good. I'm just going to give you the big ones. Ready or Not, Ad Astra. I'll just go October 18th, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. I never saw Maleficent 1, but that one does look like a prominent movie. November 22nd, Frozen 2. I've never seen Frozen, I'll be honest. December 20th, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Thank God J.J. Abrams is back directing that. Because I liked the last one, But there was a lot of stuff I didn't like. All right, 2020. Untitled Kingsman movie. That's February 14th. We got Mulan, March 27th. New Mutants, April 3rd. May 1st, we got an Untitled Marvel movie. What? June 19th. Untitled Pixar movie. We got Artemis Fowl. Yo, Bob's Burgers is getting a movie? Okay, July 17th. November 6th, another Untitled Marvel movie. I'm not going to go through, because all this stuff gets untitled. We got a lot more Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar movies coming. So that's what's going on with that. All right. What you guys think going on in the world of sports? Sports. The number one top story. Don't give the title to the Warriors yet. Yesterday we saw the Rockets tie up the series 2-2 in a really good game. I watched most of it with my brother. I gotta be honest. I'm giving the title to the Rockets. The Bucks are dominating Celtics, which I did not think was going to happen. But every other series, the NBA playoffs, this is by far the best it's ever been. For me, at least. I'll be honest, I haven't really watched the playoffs like that many, many, many times. I'm a Lakers fan. When I was little, this is how I picked all my teams when I was young. On the video game, the Kobe Shaq teams were the best on the video game. So I became a fan of them. And then I stuck through ever since. It's been a hard 5 years. Even now we got LeBron, we're still losing. Although if LeBron had played all year, we wouldn't be losing. But the Portland Nuggets series, crazy good. You got the Raptors and the Sixers, those games have all been entertaining. Houston, Golden State have been good games. And the Bucks are surprisingly whipping up on the Celtics. So that's pretty nice. Pretty nice stuff. That's really all I got for the world of sports. What's going on? What's going on? You know, maybe I do need somebody else to talk to. Because I don't know how good I am at coming up with my own stuff. We're at the 13-minute mark. I don't have any ads to read yet. But if you guys keep listening, I will get ads. Then I can get this money. Let's look up what's going on in WWE. So, I'll be honest. I love WWE. Raw last night was pretty boring. I watched it all. All right, I'll go through the Raw results on Bleacher Report. WWE Raw results, winners, grades, reactions, and highlights from May 6th. Coming to you from Eric Beeston. The May 6th episode featured a WWE creative team trying anything it possibly could think to halt the ratings downturn. I mean, I watched, so I did that. Roman Reigns kicked off Raw. That was crazy, because Vince McMahon told him he couldn't come to Raw. But he did it anyways, because he doesn't listen to his boss. Because he's the big dog. He tweeted that he would appear on Raw. Roman Reigns did just that, bucking authority and confronting Mr. McMahon at the top of the broadcast. But he wasn't the only one. Then comes Daniel Bryan, who claiming to be in solitude after losing at WrestleMania 35 to Kofi Kingston. That match was the match of the night at WrestleMania. And then Kofi Kingston came out. saying he needs to know why Roman Reigns is the only one having all the fun coming to Raw. That's when the three of them were out, and Mr. McMahon says, I've come up with a new wild card rule. So apparently there's a new rule. Three people from Raw can be on SmackDown every week. Three people from SmackDown can be on Raw any week. But then Drew McIntyre came out. Got a root beer in my hand. And claimed that Reigns went to SmackDown Live to avoid him, claiming he would deliver a Claymore kick that would knock the big dog back to earth. The back and forth between the superstars led to McMahon announcing three things. Wild card stipulation, WrestleMania rematches, Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns, and then Kingston versus Bryan. Bleacher Report gave that segment a B. That segment was good. I gotta admit. And then AJ Styles and Seth Rollins came out, had their war of words. War of words. Seth Rollins said, basically called Styles a punk for sucker punching him. Then Styles said, I tried to shake your hand and you put that title on my face, so I did what I had to do. It was a pretty good segment. I'm super excited for this match. So I'll be honest, I don't really care about the build-up because I just care about the match. Oh, and they had a tag team match. So then it was Seth Rollins and AJ Styles versus Corbin and Lashley. Then Styles leaves Rollins to lose. And then I kind of fell asleep. Yeah. Then you had a lot of boring stuff that I'll be honest. Nobody really was into. Till you got to the main event. Then I'll be honest. Yeah, the top of the show and the main event was really what it was. I didn't watch SmackDown tonight. I'll go watch it on. I won't watch Hulu SmackDown, but I will watch DVR SmackDown, where I can skip through commercials and segments that I don't want to watch. Ooh. We've covered a lot of ground today. Maybe I do need somebody to talk to, like I said. Alright, we're going to do a personality test. I just thought of that. 16 personalities. Alright. You enjoy vibrant social events with a lot of people. I strongly enjoy that. I gotta be honest. You often spend time exploring unrealistic yet intriguing ideas. The way this is work is there's a neutral bubble, then little bubble, little bigger bubble, big bubble with agree, disagree. This one I'm going, I kind of agree. Your travel plans are more likely to look like a rough list of ideas rather than a detailed itinerary. I strongly agree with that. You often think about what you should have said in a conversation long after it has taken place. I disagree with that. I don't do that. If your friend is sad about something, your first instinct is to support them emotionally, not solve their problem. Strongly disagree with that. I try and be like, what is the solution? People can rarely upset you. People I care about can very easily upset me. But like, if you're not family or like a close friend, I literally don't care what you think. So I'm going to say I agree with that. All right. You often rely on other people to be the one to start a conversation, keep it going, disagree. If you have to temporarily put your plans on hold, you make sure it is your top priority to get back on track as soon as possible. I kind of disagree. I don't do that. You rarely wonder if you made a good impression on somebody you meet. Strongly agree. I don't really think about that. It would be a challenge for you to spend the whole weekend all by yourself without feeling bored. On the same, I'm a little bit of agree. You are more detailed oriented than a big picture person. I disagree. I think about the big picture on the long run. You are very affectionate with the people you care about. Oh, strongly agree. All right. You have a careful and methodical approach to life. Disagree. You are still bothered by mistakes you made a long time ago. Strongly disagree. At parties and similar events, you can mostly be found far away from the action. I disagree. But I'm going to do medium disagree. All right. You often find it more difficult to relate to people who let their emotions guide them. I'm neutral on that one. When looking for a movie to watch, you can spend ages browsing the catalog. I don't really watch. No, I don't. Because I'm on YouTube or I know what movie I'm going to watch. So I strongly disagree. You can stay calm under a lot of pressure. I agree with that. When in a group of people you do not know, you have no problem jumping right into their conversation. I'm going to go a little agree. New people, like, I'm not shy, but I don't, like, dominate conversations with people that I'm just, like, I feel people out first. When you sleep, your dreams tend to be bizarre and fantastical. No, my dreams are very based in reality, and I die a lot in them, so strongly disagree. In your opinion, it is sometimes okay to step on others to get ahead in life. No, I want to build the biggest building, not tie it down, tear down the other buildings. Strongly disagree. You are dedicated and focused on your goals, only rarely getting sidetracked. I wish I was. So I'm going to slightly agree. If you make a mistake, you tend to start doubting yourself, your abilities, and your knowledge. Disagree. Shake that one off. When at a social event, you rarely try to introduce yourself to new people and mostly talk to the ones you already know. Disagree with that. I am not shy, like I said. You don't host a podcast if you're shy. You lose interest in a discussion when it gets philosophical. Strongly disagree. I love conversations like that. I'm going to get some smart people on here. You would never let yourself cry in front of others. Disagree. I'm not afraid of that. You feel more drawn to places with a bustling and busy atmosphere more than... I feel stupid. You feel more drawn to places with a bustling and busy atmosphere than to more quiet and intimate ones. I'll slightly agree. You like discussing different views and theories on what the world could look like in the future. Strongly agree. When it comes to making life-changing choices, you mostly listen to your heart rather than your head. Strongly agree. You cannot imagine yourself dedicating your life to the study or something, one thing that you cannot see, touch, or experience. I disagree. I believe in God. But I do think that, I don't know if that counts, because you can experience, I don't know. I strongly disagree with that. Halfway there. All right. You usually prefer to get revenge rather than forgive. I disagree. I don't hold grudges, I don't think. This is all my opinion on myself, so it might be inaccurate. Who knows? You often make decisions on a whim. I do that a lot. The time you spend by yourself often ends up being more interesting and satisfying than time you spend with other people. I'm going to slightly disagree, because I'm there as well. So I am getting the time with myself, plus normally I'm getting time with my wife, which I value insanely amount. So that makes no sense to me. You often put special effort into interpreting the real meaning or message of a song or movie. I agree. You always know exactly what you want. I agree. You rarely think back on choices you made and wonder what you could have done differently. I agree. Heavy. When in a public place, you usually stick to quieter and less crowded areas. I disagree. You tend to focus on the present realities rather than future possibilities. I disagree. I'm always thinking like where I can be, what I can do to make money, get to where my wife doesn't have to work. Like, I'm always thinking about the future and what can be. So I disagree. You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings. Strongly disagree. I try to be really empathetic, but I'll be honest, it doesn't always work. When starting to work on a project, you prefer to make as many decisions up front as possible. Way agree. Like, I get to work and I'm like, yo, what's the plan? What are we doing? This is what I think. Sometimes they take it, sometimes they don't. But I gotta throw what I think out there. Because if I don't and it fails, I feel like it's on me for not trying to help put us in the best position. Alright. When you notice someone thinks high of you, you wonder how long it will be until they become disappointing you. Ooh, I don't think like that at all. You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation. Agree. 70% the way there. You often drift away into daydreaming and various ideas or scenarios. Agree. You look after yourself first and others come in second. I disagree with that. A little bit. I want to think about others more. Even when you have a planned or a particular daily routine, you usually just end up doing what you feel like and strongly agree. Oh yeah, I didn't go to the gym because I'm a piece of crap. Maybe I do some of the things. Your mood can change very quickly. I agree. Anybody's can, depending on what can happen. You often contemplate the reasons for human existence. I do a little bit, but not like, I know what I'm here to do. I'm trying to get it done. Y'all gonna see me at WrestleMania one day. You often talk about your own feelings and emotions. I do that a lot. 80% of the way. You've got detailed education, career development plans, stretching several. Yes, I do. You rarely dwell on your regrets. I agree. Spending time in a dynamic atmosphere with lots of people rather around quickly makes you feel drained and in need of a getaway. I disagree. You see yourself more as a realist than a visionary. I disagree. You find it easy to empathize with a person who has gone through something you never have. I agree. Your personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of efforts rather than organized and consistent efforts. I gotta be honest, I agree with that. Your emotions control you more than you control them. I disagree. After a long and exhausting week, a fun party is what you need. I disagree. I want some alone time with my wife. You frequently find yourself wondering how technological advances could change everyday life. Way agree. I got this fridge idea. I'll tell you guys about it later. You always consider your actions might affect other people before doing something. I agree. You still honor the commitments even if you have made a change of heart. A little bit agree. You rarely feel insecure. I agree. See results. Alright. Your personality type is a campaigner. Identity, 92% assertive, 8% turbulent. Tactics, 51% prospecting, 49% judging. Nature, 82% feeling, 18% thinking. Energy, 77% intuitive rather than observant. Extroverted, way more than introverted. this does sound like me. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. That is crazy. I want people to be so happy that they can't contain themselves. All right, I only have 30 minutes on this recording, so I'm about to hit stop recording and then record a little outro. So, see you in literally right now. All right, guys. Man, this is a really big thing. Strengths and weaknesses. I'm not going to go through all of them. Can't I fly helicopters and be an oceanographer and who writes songs and cooks? It's a big world out there. Perhaps you leave on. See, I've wanted to be a YouTuber, a podcaster, a wrestler. This is kind of crazy how accurate this is. Romantic relationships, I bet. Alright, when it comes to relationships, there's hardly anyone around who's more excited than campaigners to share with their partners the bounty of ideas and eye-opening experiences that life has to offer. I took Chloe to a leadership convention down in Orlando where it was basically anything but that. Campaigners have the advantage of an irresistible charm when it comes to attracting partners. Man, I feel like this is spot on. Workplace habits. Woo! All right. That's all I got for today. I love you guys so much. You guys are the best. Please share this with everybody you know. Every single person you know would be like, walk up to them. Let me see your phone. Go to the podcast app or Spotify. Those are the two big ones, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Type in My Head Hurts with Chad Page. Please put them on. Please help me to grow this because I love doing this. You know, I was with YouTube. I was trying to do too much. I just want to share what's in my head and my heart with you guys. And there's really no way I can do that better than to just talk with you guys. I really don't think so. So I got to tell y'all, I love y'all. I'm out. I'll be here tomorrow. Maybe I will have delivered some pizzas by then. I'm pretty sure I got to go to orientation. But I'm off tonight. I get to sleep all night with my wife. Incredibly excited. Yeah, I'm out. Love you guys. See you tomorrow. Peace.